Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome, so sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast, episode 148, where I've asked you to please don't like me. Don't like me. If I'm not your vibe, if you have come across me and you're like, that chick just rubbed me up the wrong way, then I want you to not like me. And I want you to come to a place in your life where you are okay with people not liking you. And that's what this episode is all about. Episode 148 on today's conversation. Let us get stuck into it. Like always, I might not want you to like me. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit more details in just a moment. But I want you to know that I love you. If you are here and maybe you're thinking, that's insane. She doesn't know me. She doesn't even have a concept of who I am on the other end here. And if people can hate strangers for no reason, can't I love you for no reason? The fact that you're here, the fact that you listen, the fact that you're giving me your time and attention, I can love you for that. And so I want you to know that I do. I really do. I've been hearing a lot of people talk about my podcast of late. I'll be talking to my clients or people on my website. I mean, on my socials, they will say, you know, I'll be chatting to them. They're like, I've been listening to your podcast. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you so much. The fact that I've got your ears and your attention really just does mean the world to me. And the more people that this work goes out to, I know the bigger impact that it makes. Because not everybody is ready, not everybody can afford to, not everybody wants to necessarily work with me in some kind of capacity, be that doing one of my online trainings or working with me from a coaching perspective or hiring me as a speaker. Not everybody is at that kind of capacity. And maybe you have done all of those things with me and you're doing all those things with me, and this is just a way for you to be able to have more of my ideas in your head. No matter where you're at, you're here right now, and I want to say a massive thank you for you being here. And I'm on a mission. I am on a mission to revolutionize the way women and girls across the world see themselves and their bodies so they can stop hiding, get out of their own ways, and start living their truth and giving their unique talents and gifts to the world. That is what I'm here to do on this planet. And if I could have your help, if you could do me a favor, the way that you can help me on that mission, if you haven't already, is to just hit that follow button. Hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button, maybe even share it with somebody. If you have found this podcast useful, I would love for you to tell someone about it. You don't even have to send them the link. Just be like, hey, I was listening to the podcast episode with Lunaria Gaia the other day and XYZ. All you need to do is talk about it, have the conversation, hit that follow button. I would appreciate you so much to help this mission get out there in the world. Thank you. Thank you so much. So why don't I want you to like me? I think that why I don't want you to like me, really, there is something to be said about being so authentically you that most people don't like you. Really. Because most people feel the need to fit in. Most people want to fit in. Most people are willing to say, and this is how I used to be my whole life. How I was my whole life was, I will do whatever I need to do in order to get your love and approval. I'm going to be whoever you need me to be. And I started a conflict with myself that built and built and built where I didn't know who I was. So I really want to be able to find you to find your people. And so, yeah, whether or not you like me, if you don't like me, it's pretty likely that you're not listening to this podcast right now. But I want you to be comfortable with the fact that people aren't going to like you. You know, be comfortable with that. Get used to the idea that in order for people to like you, you're going to have to signal your truth. In order for people to really feel connected to you and your message and what you stand for, you're going to have to wave your freak flag. And your specific flavor of freak flag to which you are going to wave is going to repel people. It's going to push people away. It's going to make people not like you. But in the process of you waving that freak flag, people are going to be drawn into you at the same time. People are like, oh, I've got the same flag. Yay. Now I know who you are. I didn't know that you were a freak like me. Have you ever had that moment? Maybe you've been with a relatively new friend or an acquaintance, you know, someone at school pickup or a colleague that or someone that you met at the gym. And you'll make a little drop, just a little kind of like comment about something that you believe about the world. And then they'll be like, oh my God, me too. And then you're fast friends. But if you're not willing to say it, how do they know who you are? Because you're running a risk, right? If you say it, if you say that little thing that you believe that maybe might be a little bit controversial, they might go, oh my God, I totally disagree. But hear me now. Wouldn't you much prefer to know that that person isn't your person straight off the bat rather than investing 6 months in them only for it to come out your truth and then you have to like break up? You are so much better off coming out with your freak flag flying in the beginning because people will be repelled by you. There are people in the world who don't like cheese. I've said it to you in a podcast before, and I'm flabbergasted about the people in the world who don't like cheese. I cannot understand it, but it's true. There are people in the world who just don't like cheese. So there's going to be people in the world who don't like you. I think cheese is one of the best things that has ever been created. Freaking love it. Yet there are people who don't like it. So no matter how good of a slice of cheese you are, my friend, no matter how delicious and aromatic and cheesy and melty and stringy that you can get because you are the finest cheese, there's still going to be somebody who just doesn't like cheese. That's just the truth. There's just going to be somebody out there who doesn't like your flavor of cheese. And that, my friends, is totally understandable. That's a thing. Does that mean you're not going to be your cheesy self? Does that mean you're going to hold yourself back? Probably. That's what you've been doing up until now, right? Up until more recently, maybe at least. You've been trying to put yourself into a box so that you fit in with the crowd around you. But all that's doing is attracting people to you who don't like you for who you are, causing you to feel like you need to be someone else all the time, that who you are isn't enough, and starting a war with yourself constantly. You're going to get yourself rejected into your tribe. It's literally how it's going to work. People are going to disagree with you. Relationships are going to break down. You're going to have situations where people are like, you've changed. I don't know who you are anymore. Rock and roll. That is excellent. It's a very good thing. I also understand that this need for you to be accepted by others. We are herd creatures. We have a biological imperative to fit in. When I say a biological imperative, literally, because we are herd creatures, we kind of roam in packs, right? There is a primal sense within each and every single one of us that says, safety is in numbers. We even have that term, safety in numbers, right? That if I'm like everybody around me, I'm safer. And not only am I safer, but everybody around me is safer. That's why we call it a tribe and people get tribal. Because I believe this, I'm on this side of the fence, everything else outside of that is wrong. It's very tribal, it's very ancient part of our beings. Now, I'm not saying that you need to ignore that, but I am telling you that at some point you're going to have to override it. Because to really find your tribe, you must lose your current one. You must lose the safety. You must lose the comfort of where you are right now. If we all have a biological imperative to fit in, and you are going and hanging around with people who are lacking in self-worth, who are constantly complaining about the world, who see the world through a, you know, a very dark colored lens. And you want to be someone who's confident and self-assured and putting yourself out there, you hanging out with those people is not going to work. Not whatsoever. I was listening to a podcast the other day. Sorry, a book, excuse me. A book the other day by a podcaster. That's why it came to mind. His name is James Smith. He's a absolutely epic personal trainer guy that I just love his vibe. I watch him on Facebook. That's how I found him. I've recently listened to his book, one of his books, and I just find him to be a really no BS kind of guy, speaks truth, and I just really appreciate his vibe. And he tells a story in his book. It's called Not a Diet Book. And he talks about a story about him being in a relatively new environment. He'd been invited to a party. He's at this dinner party and people are sitting around, and most of the blokes are sitting around talking about Formula One, the Grand Prix, you know, the Formula One sporting. And they're like, oh yes, Mercedes this and Red Bull that. And they're having this conversation. And James decides that he's going to say what is true for him. And he says, Formula One is the most boring game in the world, and I don't understand why anybody would watch it. Even though a whole bunch of people at that table were just spouting on about Formula One and how much they liked it. What James did in that moment was social suicide. Maybe. The people in that room who did not like James' opinion were never going to like James' opinion, irrelevant of whether or not he spoke about it in that current moment. Interestingly, what ended up happening was later on that evening when, you know, the dinner broke up and they were just having drinks and stuff, a few people came up to him and was like, oh my God, I hate Formula One too. Now all of a sudden they have a connection. He wove his freak flag. This is who I am. This is part of what I stand for. This is what I believe in. And it drew people to him and repelled people. 80% of that room on that day did not like James Smith. In fact, you might go and look at James Smith's work and go, I don't like this guy at all. He's abrasive. He's mean. He can be kind of like condescending. I kind of like his vibe. I don't find him condescending. I don't find him mean. I don't find him overly sensitive. I find him someone who speaks the truth. And I really freaking appreciate that in him. So I like him. So I vibe with him. But there are going to be 80% of people in the world who aren't. But my friends, hear me now. There are 7 billion people on this planet. 7 billion people in this planet right now. If 80% of those people don't like you, I don't know the maths. Let's say there's 8 billion because that makes the maths easier for me. Maybe. Let's call it 10 billion. It's 10 billion people on the planet. 8 billion of them don't like you. But 2 billion will. They're huge numbers. You know, even if you live in a small town, I live in a relatively small town. There's about 16,000 people here. I'm going to call it 20,000 for simplicity's sake. If 80% of the 20,000 of people don't like me, that's 16,000 people. 16,000 people out of the 20,000 people in my town don't like me. 4,000 people do. Do you see what I'm saying here? It becomes a numbers game. You then get to say, look, there's so many billions of people in the world. If I am loud and proud about who I am and what I stand for, it is going to deter people. And that's exactly what you want to have happen. So you can draw in the people who are your people. That's how you find your tribe. You speak your truth more and more. And you run the risk of people not liking you. That's going to happen. And honestly, probably less than you expect. Actually, I don't even think it's 80%. I really don't. But even if it is, the numbers are very good, even in a small town. If 100 people in your school, for example, 80 of them don't like you, 20 people do. That's a good amount of people. If you have 5 people that love you for who you are, you can count them on just one hand. You are far richer than most people in the world. Because Most people are projecting a false sense of themselves to the world, wondering why they feel so damn lonely. You feel lonely because you're not being you and people are loving you or a version of you that is not true and authentic. And so they were never going to love you anyway. That's the thing. If you are going out and being not your truest self, those people that claim to love you actually don't, because they don't even know who you are. Give them an opportunity to dislike you or to like you. You might find that they love you even more. I certainly know that with my friends, the people that are around me, the more that I get to know them, the more that I love them. Their quirkiness and their varied opinions and their passion and their fire and their mistakes and their insecurities. I love them for all of those things. Because I'm being myself, I'm allowing myself to be myself. And if I'm vulnerable, if I'm expressing my maybe unpopular opinions, they get to decide to opt out. And I want them to opt out sooner rather than later. I have a very vivid experience of a friend of mine who we were friends long distance for about 6 or 7 years, very, very close. I also can recognize that for a period of time, I was always very much myself. There's no doubt about it, but as time goes on, I get more and more myself, and that's what practice is. I get to be more and more myself. And I can definitely recognize that there were times when I would hold back on certain opinions because I really just didn't feel like we needed to have the discussion. And she was obviously doing the same thing, because the bushfires that happened in 2019 and closely followed by the pandemic, we saw risk in the world very differently. And our relationship ended up ending quite savagely, I suppose, because neither of us were being really fully honest with each other about who we are and what we stood for. And if we were more honest about that, we probably would have not ended our friendship earlier, but we probably wouldn't have gotten in so deep, to be frank, because we were being more transparent and our views would have become apparent that our friendship wasn't going to last from that. Like I said, we have a biological imperative to fit in. So imagine that you are a zebra. We are a herd creature and we are zebras and we're cruising around and we're in a zebra land and we're drinking water and all that kind of stuff. And one day you wake up and you're like, I don't want to have black and white stripes anymore. I want to have pink stripes. And you decide that you want to have pink stripes. Cool. Pink stripes it is. I'm going to do pink stripes. So you paint yourself pink and you go out to the savannah the next day and all the zebras are like, what are you doing? Like, I know, isn't that fabulous? I'm wearing pink today. They're like, you can't wear pink. No. You're like, why not? They're like, because everyone's black and white here. You're like, well, I don't want to be black and white. What's going to happen is that the herd will try to correct the behavior first. Don't wear that. And in modern day terms, it might be like, you've changed. Or, do you really want to wear that? Or they'll kind of allude to the fact that you should be behaving differently. They'll try to correct the behavior. And if your behavior can't be corrected, you will be rejected. First correct, then reject. If you do not go back to having black and white stripes, they will reject you, because biologically you are threatening the pack. Not only just yourself, but if the lion has two packs to choose from, this pack that all I can see is black and white lines, and this pack where I can see black and white lines and a pink and black thing, well, I'm going to go for that one. You're threatening the pack. When you decide to step outside of your family's belief systems, your cultural belief systems, when you decide to stand out against what the commonality and the norm is of maybe your family, your friends, your society, whatever it is, when you decide to be yourself and speak out differently, people are going to be threatened by that, because you are threatening their way of life. Most of you would know, maybe you don't actually, I don't have children. And I made a decision in my 20s that I didn't want to have children. In my late 20s, I decided I didn't want to have children. And people, particularly at that time, not so much these days because I have a lot better boundaries and confidence in myself, but even in my early 30s, particularly when my partner and I would say to other people, we don't not having children, they would get so defensive. You have to have children. What are you going to do when you're old. Children is an amazing thing. You're being selfish for not having children. Blah, blah. People would absolutely go to town on us. They were offended because our decision to not have children threatened their decision to have children. That's what happened. You can't be different. You're not allowed to be different. So for me, and for what me and my partner did at that period of time, was just what ended up happening is we kind of hang out with people who either don't care that we don't have children and they have their own, which just happens. I've got several friends with children. I had a child for friends of mine. They don't care that I don't have children. They're not threatened by that, right? They've accepted the difference. Correct, reject, or maybe accept. But usually what's going to happen is that you will threaten the status quo. They will reject you from the pack. But what that will happen is that I'll lead you to people that are more aligned with you. You want to be rejected from the packs that aren't yours. That's a good thing. It's a really, really good thing. Because there is a big difference between fitting in and belonging. Brené Brown would talk about this. Fitting in, like I said to you before, is I will do, be, and think anything that you need me to in order to get your love and acceptance. I'll change my stripes even though I don't want to. That's fitting in. And that is lonely and it is painful and it only causes more conflict within yourself. Whereas belonging says, I am me. I love and accept who I am. And if you do too, that's great. If you don't, that's great too. I don't love when people don't like me. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I have this massively hard, thick skin. I'm like, yeah, I don't give a shit. Right? But the more you practice people like not vibing with you, the better you're going to get at it. Because I understand that the more that I am my authentic self, the more I belong to me, the less I'm going to have to squeeze myself to fit into somebody else's expectations. You got to get off the fence. Make a call. Make several calls. Say what's on your mind. Speak your truth, because that's the only way that you're ever going to find out whether or not those people like you for who you are. And as a caveat, always, when I talk about speaking your truth and being authentically you, you don't need to be a dick about it. In fact, I don't recommend that you do. Like kindness, compassion, understanding, consideration, all of those things are true. You don't need to be like, this is what I believe in and screw you if you don't. No, it's not what I mean. The way that we do this is going, you speak what you think is important for you and you align yourself with people who appreciate that, even if you have differing opinions. As I said, I've got beautiful friends who have children. I don't want children. And that's not a deterrent. I don't have to then surround myself with people who are just yes people, who just agree with me. I have beautiful friends with lots of different varying opinions. That's what makes it so rich. I want their opinions. I want to see how they see the world. But both of us respect our differences. And that's when we can get to the place of acceptance, not correction and rejection, but acceptance. So I want to give you the mission to go find your people. You go find your people by excluding those people. Go fly your freak flag. Separate the wheat from the chaff. Allow yourself to be more of your authentic self, and it's going to feel vulnerable and it's going to feel scary. But when you don't have to pretend anymore, when you don't have to like keep trying to keep up with, hang on, where was I and who do I need to be in this environment? You can just freaking relax and be yourself everywhere you go. Oh, the heaven of that. You don't have to try to figure out who you need to be in every single environment. You just get to be you. It's a beautiful thing, and I want that for you. I'd love to know what you think of today's episode. Shoot me an email, loveyourself@moreconfidence.com.au, or find me on the socials somewhere. Send me a DM on Facebook or Insta. Catch me on TikTok. Or even LinkedIn, anywhere, maybe even share this on Twitter. If you haven't already, go ahead and hit that follow button, the subscribe button, whatever the button is on your platform, it helps more than you could possibly understand. Go and let your freak flag fly, my beautiful brothers, sisters, and others. And until next time, happy self-loving. Mwah. Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think that coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.